presented by the Treaty One Development Corporation. This is the Treaty One Nation podcast. You're listening to episode 5, Ginitamawin, Our Turn, where I had the chance to speak with two of the new Treaty One Youth Council representatives about their role within T1DC and Treaty One Nation, as well as what they hope to accomplish and much more. Bonjour Tansi to all of my relatives of the Treaty One Nation and to our distant relatives across Turtle Island. Welcome to the Treaty One Nation podcast presented by T1DC, the Treaty One Development Corporation. My name is Taylor from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation here in Treaty One territory, just 45 minutes roughly north of Winnipeg. This is episode 5 of our podcast, Ginitamawin, which is an Ojibwe word that translates to our turn. I found this to be a very fitting title for the podcast this week because I am joined by two youth council reps who both have very powerful voices and are working towards making a difference for their communities here in Treaty One. However, that is not the only reason why I chose this for the title of our episode. Ginitamawin is a space on this podcast where the Youth Council can use their voices to speak about their goals, what they look forward to in their future with T1DC, on matters and issues that affect them or drive them to do their best in their endeavors. It's our turn, Ginitamawin, to have a say at the table, to have a voice heard on the future planning and development of Treaty One. It is Ginitamawin to share ideas, creative thoughts, and lift up all the youth of Treaty One Nation. The importance of having youth involved is insurmountable. They are, after all, the next 7 generations that we are all here trying to protect and live sustainably for. So how could we not take the time to listen to what they have to say? Their voices matter. In August of 2019, a little bit of backing up now, the Treaty One First Nations signed a comprehensive settlement agreement with Canada for the transfer of Kapyung lands to the Treaty One Nation. Now, as part of that agreement, the Treaty One Nation established a governance structure that will form the foundation for the Treaty One Nation government led by the Governing Council. The Governing Council is made up of the respective chiefs from each of the 7 First Nations, which we have named many times. And if you would like to know more about it, you can always visit treatyone.ca. We all know the importance and the value of Indigenous youth. So having them become a part of these processes is crucial to the importance of the future of as a nation, as Treaty One Nation. And First Nations youth are a critical component to the development, implementation, and of course the sustainability, such a very important and very important term these days, the implementation and sustainability of the Treaty One Nation government. Therefore, a very nice word to use there. Therefore, it is the direction of the Treaty One Nation Governing Council to establish a Treaty One Youth Council, which we have, and we are joined by 2 of them today. 1 on and 1 off reserve youth from each of the 7 First Nation communities here within Treaty One, ages between the ages of 18 to 30. So there's 2 representatives from each of the 7 council, 7 communities, 1 on, 1 off reserve, with a total of 14 youth council members. Today, we have Jay Amuso and Tia DeGroot from Sandy Bay and Broken Head Ojibwe Nation to discuss their roles and their responsibilities on the council. Here is our interview.
My name is Jacob Musso. I'm from Sandy Bay First Nation, and I'm an off-reserve member on the youth council.
My name's Tia. I am 21 years old. I'm a current doctor's assistant. I'm born and raised in Winnipeg, Manitoba, of course. My family is from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation, and I am currently representing them on the Youth Council.
So how did you hear about this opportunity to be on the Youth Council, and why did you decide to join?
So I heard about the opportunity actually on my band's Facebook page. I was just scrolling by and I saw it, so I wanted to apply. I applied to be in the Youth Council, and I'm of course doing the Youth Council now because I wanted to get more involved with my community and have the opportunity to learn more about treaty. I didn't know a lot about it. I didn't know really about any of the opportunities that were going for Indigenous youth, and I really wanted an opportunity to be more involved with my community and learn more.
The reason I decided to join the Youth Council is that I've always wanted to create change, you know, within the youth community and with our community in general. There's like a lot of opportunities for the youth, you know. I want to inspire them that, you know, they could really push for anything that they want in life.
So you say that you're joining, or yeah, that you wanted to join to help make change and help create spaces for youth to feel comfortable within Treaty One. So as a Youth Council member, what do you hope to achieve during your time here?
I want the youth to understand that we do have a voice, and that, you know, we are being acknowledged and we are being heard.
As a Youth Council representative, I would really like to set a good example. By getting the youth more involved, I think it's really important to teach the youth more on their rights and responsibilities to do with treaty. Because I know personally, like I didn't really know much, if not anything, before I joined the Youth Council. And I'm still, of course, learning. So I'd like to help youth learn more about treaty and get them more involved.
There's a lot of upcoming opportunities, especially with the Treaty 150 celebration. We're just in the talks right now about how we can engage the youth with those, like with activities, whether that be virtual or, you know, some in person. So really exciting stuff.
We have lots of different ideas in the works, of course. So we've discussed like different potential mental health initiatives and the need for more language courses, because, you know, both of those things are really, really important, and the youth definitely need more support. We want to hopefully get more educated ourselves so we can teach other youth more about treaty and our rights. And we're coming up with lots of potential volunteer opportunities for the youth as well.
How is the Youth Council contributing to the Kapyung Barracks project?
Well, the Youth Council, we're being given all of the necessary information, of course, which is really nice, in order to establish our own opinions so we can be heard. Like they're really taking the opportunity to give us the opportunity to be heard and represented and definitely considered. And it's really nice. Like it's still fairly new for all of us, so nothing really crazy yet, but they're definitely taking our opinions and our voices, and they're willing to listen. And it's really nice. We're being given the opportunity to learn as much as we can.
What's been one of the most valuable pieces of information that you've learned thus far?
That we as youth are acknowledged and listened to, and we're important, you know, and that's huge. And because, you know, prior to this Youth Council, you know, I felt like I wasn't being heard, you know what I mean? But that's not the case. I mean, look at the Kapyung Barracks, right? That's 17 years in the making to get that land, and our leadership fought very hard for it.
Do you have any words of encouragement to share with other youth who are listening right now?
I'd like to say, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you have in your pocket, you know, what you've been through. I mean, with the right mindset, you know, and being persistent, you could literally achieve anything you want to. You know, you might be in a dark spot, you might be in a high spot. It doesn't matter. Like it all just takes persistence and ambition. And yeah, I never thought I'd be where I am today. But that's all I had, right? I was just persistent and I had ambition and I knew I could make it.
To me, it's just really important that youth get involved, that they do things to help better themselves and better their communities, to not even just from a learning standpoint, but just for your resume, for meeting people, growing making connections. It's really important. And the younger you can get involved, the better off you'll be, right? To make those connections, to learn more about the community, to really get involved. Like it's really, really important.
I'd like to say chimi gwech tansi to Jay and to Tia for joining us on this very, very special episode. Ginnit tamawin, our turn here on the Treaty One Nation podcast. I'd also like to sit here and take the time to thank UMFM 101.5 for hosting our podcast, to T1DC, to all Treaty One members, and to you for listening. We'll have another episode coming at you in about a week's time, so you won't want to miss it.